The City of New Westminster is planning a party to celebrate the completion of the bike lanes on 6th Street. On Monday, City Council received a staff update about mitigation measures being proposed to address business and public concerns related to the New Westminster Secondary School cycling connector. Council unanimously directed staff to implement the proposed mitigation measures outlined in the report, which includes changing the timing of signals to address traffic congestion, installing flexible posts to highlight the visibility of concrete medians, upgrading existing street lighting with new LED fixtures along 6th Street, and installing on-street wayfinding signage to highlight accesses to off-street parking for properties where it's not clearly visible. Staff is also planning an event to celebrate the completion of the project, with the event likely to be held in June. Mike Anderson, the city's manager of transportation, said the measures being recommended are quite consistent with those suggested by business representatives in the city's previous outreach. He said the city doesn't have a firm date on when the project will be 100% complete because the work is weather-dependent, but the contractor should be able to complete the project this spring. They were delayed through the winter. But the weather was adequate enough to install the pavement markings last week, he said. We will also be inspecting the signage that's been installed, just to make sure that there's clear and sufficient signage in place to enable enforcement activities. Daniel Fontaine had a number of questions for staff about the project, such as asking if the city is monitoring how many trips are taking place in the bike lanes. In discussion with some of the local businesses, they're still reporting, as of last week, that particular lane is not getting used, perhaps not at all, but it's definitely not being used to its maximum capacity, he said. Anderson said the project is still incomplete, so the city hasn't started to collect data. There's still some signage and pavement markings to be installed before we officially complete the project and open the bike lanes officially. And once that's happened, we will begin monitoring usage, likely this spring, once the project is actually complete, he said. We have been in the area and observed anecdotally some usage of the town. Nadine Nakagawa said she took a spin on the bike lanes last weekend when visiting several shops on 6th Street. I'm a fair weather cyclist. So when the sun comes out, my bike comes out, she said. I do expect to see me more on those bike lanes. Having made several stops along the route, Nakagawa said the area could benefit from additional bike parking. Fontaine questioned if staff have been in contact with the Coast Mountain Bus Company to see if it's had any feedback on the new bike lanes and the new width of the road. We have been in touch with TransLink and Coast Mountain Bus Company to evaluate impacts from the change, Anderson replied. We have no operational issues reported as yet from bus operators, but we will continue to work with TransLink to look at travel time and reliability through that area. Fontaine questioned if a reference in the report to adjusting parking fees, to optimize parking turnover, means parking meter rates are expecting to rise in the area. Anderson said parking meters in commercial areas are intended to encourage turnover of vehicles and to provide access to on-street parking for shops and services in denser commercial neighborhoods. He said the optimum parking occupancy is 85% in paid parking zones, and some cities, such as Vancouver, annually review parking and adjust their rates, up or down, to achieve that optimal occupancy. Fontaine thanked staff for bringing forward a plan of action to help mitigate concerns of local merchants. He hopes there will be other opportunities to mitigate impacts of the bike lane or to be nimble and respond quickly if needed. How does New West stack up to other cities? The report also summarized some of the things being done in other communities, including Burnaby, Calgary, Portland, Edmonton, North Vancouver, and Toronto, regarding engagement processes and mitigation measures related to cycling infrastructure project. After contacting transportation officials in other cities, City of New Westminster staff learned that other municipalities have implemented very few physical mitigation measures to address concerns expressed by businesses, said the report. Mayor Patrick Johnston said it's always good to hear what other municipalities are going through and how they're managing very similar issues. As every municipality is sort of moving in this direction, it is interesting to hear what their experience is and to learn from that, because we don't have to invent the wheel every time, he said. I just really appreciate that part of the report. Nakagawa said it was great to see the extraordinary amount of public engagement that went into this project, even compared to larger municipalities like Calgary. She said the city continues to have conversations about ways to make this project better. I just want to express my gratitude for this report. And I'm looking forward to seeing how well the bike lanes are used once they do open up, she said. Keep an eye out for me on my pink bike as I cruise along.